USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Closing arguments are done in the Trump New York civil fraud trial, and the case moves toward a decision.
This case has never been about politics or personal vendetta or about name-calling. This case is about the facts and the law.
New York Attorney General Letitia James speaking to news media after Thursday's proceedings. Here's Trump with reporters.
She's a political hack, the Attorney General. The judge is obviously extremely friendly with the group. And we'll see what happens. I think maybe he may surprise people.
Trump used the time to make accusations against the judge. Hunter Biden is pleading not guilty to federal tax charges in Los Angeles. He faces 3 felony and 6 misdemeanor charges and stands accused of failing to pay taxes, among other things. Hunter could face sentencing of up to 17 years in prison if convicted. A teacher in Maryland is filing a discrimination lawsuit against her local school district in Anne Arundel County, claiming she is the target of an improper investigation. Sarah Suhail, who is Muslim, sent an email reply recently about the Israel-Gaza curriculum being offered at the school.
You have a moral obligation to speak up in the face of injustice.
In her email reply all, Suhail cautioned colleagues at the school to be careful about what rhetoric they use when teaching on the subject of Israel and Gaza. Rauda Fawaz is an attorney with the Council on American-Islamic Relations. She claims Suhail's being singled out because she's a Muslim.
But it is also clear religious discrimination.
The school system is not commenting on the complaint. The next winter storm marching across the U.S. and bringing significant new snowfall to Midwest communities already hit hard this week. Heaviest snowfalls expected through the day today, tapering off by the weekend. It will be followed by several days of frigid sub-zero temps. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has 3 beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Closing arguments are done in the Trump New York civil fraud trial, and the case moves toward a decision. Donald Trump and his adult sons and other business associates are being accused of inflating the value of real estate in order to get more favorable loans.
This case is about the facts and the law.
New York Attorney General Letitia James speaking to news media after Thursday's proceedings. Trump spoke to news media as well.
She's a political hack, the Attorney General, and we'll see what happens. I think maybe he may surprise people.
The judge in the case reversed course Thursday and allowed Trump 5 minutes to make closing statements of his own before the court. Trump used the time to make accusations against the judge. There's now a lawsuit filed against Boeing in the wake of that Alaska Airlines door plug mishap 1 week ago. Also, the FAA is launching a new investigation into the matter. On Friday last week, a door plug on the Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft went flying off, causing the cabin to depressurize on the Alaska Airlines flight and forcing an emergency landing. The lawsuit claims the ordeal caused physical, emotional, and economic pain for the passengers on board. Meanwhile, the FAA suspects Boeing may have neglected to ensure its plane was entirely buttoned up. We now know which NFL teams will be playing in London and Munich next season. The league released a list on Thursday. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the Chicago Bears, the Minnesota Vikings will all host games in London. The Carolina Panthers will host the game being played in Munich, Germany in 2024. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.